We're here at the Bluebird Cafe with Susie Bagas, who is doing a kind of a rare club date. Is it fun for you to play in an intimate setting like this?
I love playing the Bluebird. You know, it's usually kind of a throw together of a unique group of people. And, you know, we don't always get to play with these people. We might be reverent of their work, but we don't always get to play together.
So you have played a lot of big, you've had a lot of big radio hits, a lot of commercial country hits, and you're playing like the hits of a century past, a brand new album that's full of folk classics. What brought that about?
Well, I was touring with Garrison Keillor and watching all these sing-alongs that he would do during his intermission and just seeing the way that people were responding, and it seemed like people wanted to sing. You know, it seemed like they really were into the whole idea of let me participate in this show and not just sit here and watch it. And so I sort of just went back to my fifth grade songbook and just decided I would use my memory and just try to conjure up, you know, what were the songs that I remembered the most from that experience. Because it was, you know, a real, you know, new time for me, very pure joy. I had, you know, there was nothing about music at that time that was inhibiting at all.
Tonight you did a very touching, powerful version of Shenandoah, which is a song I think I first heard in a Western movie in my childhood. Is this something that transcends generations? Do young people today know that song?
Not as many as you think. I've been surprised with the shows I've been doing. A lot of times I'll go in and do a school performance before I'll do my show at the Performing Arts Center or something, and a lot of these kids do not know these old songs. Even my own son, you know, who sits around at my house, only knew 4 out of the 17 that I recorded.
Did you keep it simple? Do these songs reflect their roots?
Yes, they do. It's a very simple record, kind of based around the acoustic guitar because that's what I play. And, you know, I use Jerry Douglas and Stuart Duncan to sort of bring a little zing in there now and then. But, you know, it's not a drum record. It's a very folky, old-timey kind of feel.
So what's your favorite moment on the new album?
Oh, gosh, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, Shenandoah is definitely one of my highlights because the way that Stuart played and my bass player, Bode, Charlie Chadwick, they just did some magic together.
So now you've had a little time away from kind of the commercial material you always had to perform for so many years in so many auditoriums and so many locations. As you look back, are there some songs today that you particularly touch your heart that you will do for the rest of your life?
Oh, gosh, lots of them. I mean, there are songs that I did before I came to Nashville that I do every single night. I'd love to sing.
Susie Bagas at Bluebird Cafe. Thank you very much.